In Mexico, one of the best-known Latin American revolutionaries since Che Guevara is writing a detective novel along with a best-selling crime writer. The novel is set in Mexico City and Mexico's southern state of Chiapas. That's where 10 years ago, Zapatista rebels first took up arms against the government. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story from Mexico City.
As if from a chapter in one of his own quirky detective novels, a mysterious man appeared at Pablo Ignacio Taibo Jr.'s door and delivered a letter from one of the world's most famous and enigmatic revolutionary leaders, Subcomandante Marcos.
It's kind of weird, the story. 10 days ago, I received a letter from Marcos saying, "Hello, do you want to write the novel?" And I said, "Yes."
It's called Muertos Incómodos, or Awkward Deaths. It's being published in serialized form in the leftist newspaper La Jornada. Taibo sits in his book-filled study in Mexico City. His copious mustache is stained with nicotine. He smokes constantly and laughs huskily. A self-described leftist, he is one of Mexico's best-known novelists, whose stories have been published in more than 20 countries. He reads from Marcos's letter.
Quiero proponer un despropósito. Se trata de escribir una novela policíaca a cuatro manos y desde dos lugares diferentes y distantes.
I would like to propose that we write a police novel with four hands in two different places and distances, improvising as if it was a ping pong game, but with words instead of balls.
Why I said yes? Because it's madness. I never said no to the madness in my life. Never. Suddenly this collapsed in my life. It's like an earthquake.
The ski mask-wearing Subcomandante Insurgente Marcos captured the imagination of the world when he led an armed uprising in southern Chiapas state in 1994 in the name of Indian rights. For the last 3 years, Marcos has disappeared from public view. He has never revealed the whereabouts of his hideout in the jungles of Chiapas, and he's kept his identity a secret. Officials, though, say he is former university professor Rafael Sebastián Guillén. Taibo says he's never met him, but he knows the letter was from Marcos.
There are ways to know the people that was the first messenger. I have a way to check that he was real.
The way the two keep in touch has continued to be cloak and dagger.
We have to create the structure of communication. It's like an old Fu Manchu, Charlie Chan book. You send this to this mail who disappeared the next day that you send it, and then you'll have to receive it through this way, and then a donkey is going up the forest.
The book is a challenge in other ways, too. It will feature Detective Héctor Velascoran, Shane, the main character of many of Taibo's books, and a new figure created by Marcos, Elias Contreras, a young Indian Zapatista. But Taibo and Marcos are writing alternating chapters, so each one has to wait for the other one to finish before writing the next portion.
We send more than chapters. We also send notes. I send a note and I said, "I need in chapter 3 that you say this." And I receive a note saying, "Can you use a Chinese character because I'm going to use it in Guadalajara?" And it's kind of mad. I don't know what's going to happen because we don't have the plot. We just have the starting point and the atmosphere.
There may not yet be a plot, but there is a message. The first chapter, written by Marcos, has the character of Marcos in it. Taibo has said that the book will address political issues. However, he says he hopes it will also be an entertaining novel, the proceeds of which will go to an as-of-yet undecided charity working in the Chiapas region. Since starting the book, Taibo says interest in it has been extraordinary.
It received in these 5 days since it's gone public, about 50. If you go to meet Marcos, will you please take me with you? Photographers, cameramen, and I said, "I'm not going to see him until this book is finished." We started this in a press conference in Guadalajara Book Fair. And I said, "How do you know he's not here?" "The trouble is that you haven't seen it." I enjoyed that joke. Everybody was looking for Subcomandante Marcos in a press conference in Guadalajara.
Critics have also been receptive. Héctor Calderón is a professor of Latin American literature from UCLA. He says that this collaboration is unique.
He writes very well, and so here now he's taken on a novel, asking for partnership with one of the important writers in Mexico. It's another way, you know, another avenue of Marcos to deal with Mexico.
Daivo says he doesn't know why Marcos decided to do this, but he is getting to understand him better. They are exchanging letters, but he won't say what's in them.
That's the second novel. I will write it someday.
When asking a mystery writer about the mystery novel he is writing with a mysterious revolutionary, straight answers are hard to come by. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.